This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace said Thursday there's no magic wand that could help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Wallace made the statement when asked on Thursday about the possibility of supplying British fighter jets to be used by Ukrainian forces. Wallace did not rule out the possibility of sending jets, but said fighter aircraft were not what Ukraine needed right now, and that there were practical issues to consider, such as the many months it would take to train Ukrainian forces to use them. He was speaking at a news conference of British and Australian foreign and defense ministers following a meeting on trade and security. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
On the third day of his trip to Africa, Pope Francis told leaders of the Catholic Church and the Democratic Republic of Congo they can help fight the injustice that has plagued the region for so long. Francis spoke Thursday as he led prayers at the Cathedral of Notre Dame of the Congo in the DRC capital, Kinshasa. As Francis arrived outside the cathedral, a group of protesters gathered to urge the Pope to address a sexual abuse on the part of Catholic priests and punish those responsible. They carried banners urging the Pope to use the law to stop sexual abuse. The United Nations and humanitarian partners have launched an appeal for $751 million to meet the urgent needs of 5.7 million people in Mali. A UN spokesperson made the announcement Thursday, saying more than half of those in need are women and children. The UN says Mali faces a multidimensional crisis fueled by insecurity, conflict, climate change, and lack of access to basic services. It says needs have increased by 17% compared to last year. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Defense Department officials say it's too risky to shoot down a massive Chinese spy balloon spotted over the western United States. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
A senior defense official on Thursday told reporters the government has very high confidence that the large, high-altitude balloon is from China and is flying over sensitive sites in the western United States to collect information. Among the states it has been floating above is Montana, where one of the country's three nuclear missile silo fields is located at Malmstrom Air Force Base. A decision has been made not to shoot it down, according to officials, because of the potential risk to people on the ground. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Amazon is reporting a fourth quarter results that were disappointing on the profit side, but saw an increase in revenue. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Amazon says it made $300 million in profits, or 3 cents a share, well below the $2 billion analysts were expecting. The retail giant says profits were dented by its stock investment in an electric vehicle startup. But overall revenue rose 9% to $149 billion. That's above Wall Street expectations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At a celebration that's in the small east central U.S. town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania's early Thursday, a rodent named Phil was pulled from his burrow by local officials and reportedly saw his shadow, indicating, as tradition has it, that there will be another 6 weeks of winter. VOA's Jeff Custer has more on the history of Groundhog Day in the United States.
The town began celebrating Groundhog Day in 1886. Its origins go back to both Christian and pagan observances in Europe. The Christian tradition has its roots in the feast day of Candlemas, during which the church would distribute to parishioners enough candles to last them the rest of the winter, and the practice evolved into a prediction for how much longer winter would last. Historians say the Germans introduced an animal to the process, using hedgehogs, the small spiny creatures common in parts of Europe. Germans emigrating to the eastern U.S., where there are no hedgehogs, turned to groundhogs. U.S. forecasters report Punxsutawney Phil has been right about 40% of the time over the last 10 years. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
An Iranian director who was arrested last summer, weeks before his latest film was released to widespread acclaim, has gone on a hunger strike. He's protesting his continued detention amid more than 4 months of anti-government protests. Jafar Panahi, whose films have thrilled critics and won numerous international prizes, issued a statement saying he would refuse food or medicine starting on Wednesday. He's among a number of Iranian artists, sports figures, and other celebrities detained after speaking out against Iran's theocracy. Marissa Melton, VOA News.